Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met the leaders of Poland and Lithuania for talks in Kyiv Wednesday. The talks took place amid fears of further confrontation after Russia's parliament granted President Vladimir Putin authorization to use military force outside the country following Moscow's recognition of two breakaway regions led by Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. The foreign ministry advised against travel to Russia and recommended anyone there leave immediately, saying Moscow's aggression could lead to a significant reduction in consular services. Meanwhile, Russia and the West could be moving toward a bigger confrontation in the standoff over Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The next move in the showdown between Russia and the West over Ukraine is up to Vladimir Putin. Russian forces have moved into rebel-held areas in eastern Ukraine after Putin said he was recognizing the independence of the separatist regions. Led by the United States, Western powers drew the proverbial line in the sand, with President Joe Biden announcing
the first tranche of sanctions to impose costs on Russia.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken canceled talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that would have been held in Geneva later this week.
Diplomacy now rejected by Russia. Does not make sense.
Ominously, Russian lawmakers have authorized Putin to use military force outside Russian borders. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States told the UN General Assembly Wednesday that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could displace as many as 5 million people. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told Russian leader Putin in a phone call Wednesday that Turkey would not recognize any move against Ukraine's sovereignty and warned against a military conflict. This is VOA News. China dismissed Wednesday comparisons between the Ukraine crisis and its own claim over Taiwan after the self-ruled island's president said evidence of Russian aggression was being used to hurt Taiwanese morale. Democratic Taiwan has watched the Ukraine situation closely as it lives under constant threat of a Chinese invasion, with Beijing claiming sovereignty over the island and vowing to seize it one day by force if necessary. Taiwan's president said Wednesday, quote, external forces, end quote, were, quote, attempting to manipulate the situation in Ukraine and affect the morale in Taiwan society, end quote, and urged the government to be more vigilant against cognitive warfare. The Pentagon has approved the deployment of 700 National Guard troops to Washington, D.C., as the nation's capital prepares for trucker convoys to start arriving, protesting pandemic restrictions. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's approved the request for 700 unarmed National Guard troops who would assist with traffic control and other ancillary duties, but not law enforcement or surveillance. Groups of truckers are expected to arrive before March 1st, before President Biden's State of the Union address. Modeling the protests in Canada that shut down the Ambassador Bridge, hobbling the commercial link between the U.S. and Canada. For Washington, a statement from the People's Convoy Group says their trucks will not be going into D.C. proper, but others are suggesting a blockade of the Capitol Beltway, a heavily traveled commuter and tourist route. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Lebanon has thwarted a plan by the Islamic State group to carry out three suicide bombings targeting Shiite religious compounds in Beirut's southern suburbs, the Interior Ministry said Wednesday. The ministry said, quote, three separate targets were to be hit at the same time, end quote, in an operation that would have caused significant loss of life. Lebanon's Internal Security Forces, ISF, said the instructions for the bomb plot came from an IS operative based in a Palestinian refugee camp who is in touch with fellow Sunni extremists in Syria. The instructions were passed to an undercover agent recruited by the ISF to infiltrate IS networks in Lebanon. The UN Security Council has voted unanimously to end Iraq's requirement to compensate victims of its 1990 invasion of Kuwait, with Baghdad having paid out $52.4 billion to 1.5 million claimants. Michael Gaffey is Ireland's UN ambassador in Geneva and president of the governing board of the UN Compensation Commission, whose fund decided on the claims. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.
VOA1. Another one.